Yordea Hilchas Tarubas Shir Tes Hey Yor Hetov Shimim Gimel, April 18th, 1983, on Monday continued.
That is the machlekes between Rashi and Rambam, whether the pras is sholis beitzim or pras is arba beitzim. So kushkushu kazayis nachilas, the Rambam shikim is that it's sholis beitzim. So when you hold achilas kazayis, the whole sholis beitzim min atarubes. Imochal min adrisi loelo ki sholis beitzim. Hoyo the yesh ben kazayis nachilas leke. Shall tam uiser mamoshikar. Oha, Abel Fokus Misholish Beitzi, Makris and Makris Marbus, Midibrei, Vichelim Lohoyo Vitahudes, Kazayis the Homsholish Beitzi, Abel P, Sheyage Ben Tam Chilev, Vioha Kolandere, and the Lake of Makris Marbus. So the Rambam mentions Makris Marbus in two situations. One situation where there is Makris Marbus is where it is. In other words, there are three situations altogether. One situation is where he's high malchus. That is, if there is kazayis achilas pras, in other words, it's in the ratio. According to the Rambam, so pras is shonis beitzi, and according to most Hashemim, kazayis is choti beitzi. So that means it's in the ratio of 1-6. But let's say according to Rashi, she gets the pras. Is 4 beitzim, so the male, so it's in the ratio, and assuming that the kazayis is chotzi beitzo, because again there is a shite that kazayis is shluish beitzo, but most rishonim we pass that kazayis is chotzi beitzo, and so according to the Rambam, that pras is shluish beitzim, and we pass through that kazayis is chotzi beitzo, so it's in the ratio of 1-6. According to the other shite, that pras is down beitzim, and we pass through the Kazayis is Chotzi Beitzo, so then it's in the ratio of 1-8. Now, so according to Rambam, the Pras is Shonis Beitzi, and assuming that Kazayis is Chotzi Beitzo, so it's in the ratio of 1-8. So in other words, so there are three situations. One situation is where he makes Chelet together with Tisim, even distribution, and then in each unit, there is a ratio in each unit. There is in any sample, in any portion of the tarubes. So there is a ratio of 1-6. So then, if somebody will eat of the tarubes, 3 beitzi, so then of the higher malchus and the higher chorus, everything. That's one situation. Then the other situation is where in Ochal din Agni, Ochal, Poches Misholish Beitzi, Makinensi Makas Maldus with the brain. But suppose the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1-6. But he didn't eat 3 beitzi, he only ate 2 beitzi. So the name of that means, since the Tarubes is in the ratio of 1-6, if he ate 2 beitzi, so he only ate 2/3 of the kazayis of the dovoros. He only ate 2/3 of the kazayis of the chelet. He ate 2 beitzim of the whole tarubes in total, but of the chelet, he ate only 2/3 of the kazayis. So then he's not chayav malchus. Why is he chayav malchus? Because poches mitishimo. But the behavior is raise, because in as much as the tarubes is in the ratio of 1-6, So there is a law of Ma'idiyah. So the Ibrahim is a Raisa. But he will not be Chayiv Malkis because I'm Chotzi Shio, Pachas Pekishio, there is no Malkis. Then the third situation. Och Avo, the third point. Avo Pocho is Mishol, Och Avo. Avo Pocho is Mishol is Vey, Vichayim in Lohoya with Arubes, Kazayim is Bichol Shol is Veyzi, Avo Kishiyei is Vey, Tam Chilev, Viochal Kolakdeva in the Lake of Lachas Mahavus. Suppose that Arubes itself is in the ratio of 1 to 10. But he ate that the whole day off. Let's say, he ate that the whole day off. So in that day off, there is more than the kazayis of Nisa. And he ate it like what? So in other words, he ate it within the time element. The, of Achilles Pass, according to some safer, it's 9 minutes. Okay, so suppose he ate the whole day off. The whole day off, let's say, the day off is in the ratio of 1 to 10. So then there is no work of Tamki. There is no walk of Tamkika, but they ate the whole day in 5 minutes. What is it?
How much is in this last container?
The whole day off?
Yeah. How much does it contain?
It contains, let's say, 10 beans. But he ate it like a glutton, so in 5 minutes he ate up the whole day. So he certainly ate the kazayis of the Dovah Oisa, within the sheer, the time element of Tzio. The time element of Tzio is 9 minutes, according to something. So there, in the link of Marcus Marcus. All right. Now then, the Rambam continues. No foul. Chelef Kloyes, the Chelef Ayo, the Yimua Hakeo. Imo Yo Chelef Ayo, Kishnayim the Chelef Akloyes, are a Hake Mutamateo. Now suppose there is a mixture of Chelef Akloyes and Chelef Ayo. Chelef Akloyes, and Chilav Ali at the same time, but one is Osea and one is not Osea. Chilav Ali is Eta, but there couldn't be a Nisa of Tamkikya because it's the same time. So maybe it's like Mimimine, so the Berai says what we want, but in Rabbanan it requires Shishi. So he says, in Oya Chilav Ali of Kishmai and Chilav Akloiz, I have a good Mateo. Afilu Chtichat Nidele Shemisao Vishnei Chtichat Shal Shruto, Hakum with the Mateo. Abu in the same thing. Hakel Oser Achiyim Yodin Dover Oser Beitzen Mutin Ruiyya Dover Choshu She'ine Yimedes Kvush Yisrael. So that's one Rambam in Tamtik. Now, let's see another Rambam in Nizires in Tamtik. Now the Rambam in Perkei Yuchat Nizirat Aloch Edal Dover Amutea Ve'ine Mitzare Ine Mitzare Ve'dover Osa Binoze Ketza Yayin Shemitzare Vidvash Aval Pish Tartom Hakel Tam Yayin Vishosa Min Atarudes Vechina Tzimukim Shedosa Min Atreires Vitom Hakel Tam Tzimukim Viochal Min Atarudes Ine Leike Achi Yiyem Vidover Osa Bitarudes Kazayim Vishom Yish Beitzin Viochal Kishom Yish Beitzin Kishom Yisur Mashom Yichol כמו שביארנו ביוחס בחולס אסורס וכן נמשור פיטי ביין והוא יאוביס יין ודפרס ודפס ואוכל כדפרס שנמצא שאוכל ודפיס יין הרי זה לא יקה ועל זה בחיי צבי נמה בתאו וחוביש חסנות לעשי הדובר שניסר את היין ותואר מגיטם היין והוא שנהיה תיימי ממושה כישור איסור עם החולס. So the Raive, then he says, Nisare, Yayim Hayetzi Bei Bidvash, Vein Shom Tam Yayim, Hare Zemuta Unosia, Vei Yeze Homo, Michele Vidav. Hoyo Bei Tam Yayim, Vein Shom Riviz, Vidi Achil Asras, Hare Yeze Osa Bidim Esefe, Kmo Yishevarno Bihilkas Macholes Asure, Umakine Yisei, Imochal, Makas Marus. Makas Marus. Then, so the Raivet says, Omer Avroh, Baraloches lo makin, Elo osa min atire, Avro in leikin olo, U mistabre kavose, Uch bo kosafti, Rayes lidbo, Kosafti Rayes lidbo. Why? So the Raivet is massive, you see, in Machos Asures, the Raivet could be massive, in Machos Asures too. Why is it massive? in Machos Asures is only massive in Hilchas Nisiris. The answer is the Raivet went over the whole Rambam. The whole Rambam, from the beginning to the end, and the Raivet read every word in the Rambam. So, in Machos Asures, he had no Raya Muchachas that the Rambam is Chilik. Why? Because Machos Asures, the Rambam says, that if it is V'cheinu lohoyo v'tarubes kazayis v'chol sholesh v'itzim avo pishi yeish ben tam chile v'ochal kolagdeiro in the little makas marvus. Does he say V'cheinu lohoyo v'tarubes kazayis v'chol sholesh v'itzim avo pishi yeish ben tam chile v'ochal kolagdeiro in yosa v'nateiro el osa v'divisefrim? He doesn't say that. He says in the little makas marvus, but he doesn't say it's only osa v'nateiro. So as far as the Rambam's Loshin in Hilchas Macholes Asuras is concerned, so the Rambam could agree with Shiras Raya. You see, the Raya, that's a Gemara. Tani Uma Moshe, Giloi Ma Moshe, Osa Vein Lekeho. Tani Uma Moshe, Osa Vein Lekeho. So there are some Rishenim who apply the Gemara to mean Mimine. But most Rishenim apply the Gemara to mean Shalom. So the Gemara says, that by me shall only mean it. If it's time to believe my motion, so it's also been linking all it. So the question is, what time kicker is the right thing? So why is it also been linking all it? So they explain it simply, that's the shita of the right and the shita of the Balamoy also. That true, the time kicker is also been the right thing. Is also been the right thing. Even if it's not Kazayra the Akras Pass. But according to this Rishenim, the halacha of Tam Tikkur is only that when the Yisrael gives a tam in the heter, then there is no beetle. But the heretofore heter is not nefach lisa. Rabbi Tam Shit is that the halacha of Tam Tikkur is that the heretofore heter is nefach lisa. But many other Rishenim who say Tam Tikkur is also the right say, so, but the heretofore heter is not nefach lisa. So maybe that's why the Gemara says, "Tani v'loim amoshe osea v'lekiro osea." Did I say? Because if the Yisrael gives it down in the heter, then there is no people. There is no people. If there is no people, so the here before Yisrael remains Yisrael, and the here before heter remains heter. Because Yisrael nefach heter nefach Yisrael, we don't say. Only according to Rabbi Tam we say heter nefach Yisrael. So the male, only the Yisrael is Yisrael. But the heter doesn't become converted into Yisrael. So the male, in order to be high focus, he has to be the kadais of the Yisrael. Now, since it's in the ratio of Kazayis Gevei Achilas Pras, and what is the time element that is required in order that Kazayis should be Mitzureh, let's say 9 minutes, according to some Zeta. So if it is in the ratio of Kazayis Achilas Pras, so that means that in an Achilas Pras, in the Chotzit Kikir of the Tahubes, there is Kazayis of Isha, and if he eats it in the normal way, so it takes him 9 minutes to eat up the whole Pras. So the Meir eats Mitzureh. But if he eats less than Pras, so then he doesn't eat the Kazayis of Isha. So that's why he doesn't get Malkis, because he will have eaten the Kazayis of Yisrael in 10 minutes, not in 9 minutes. So it's not Mitzureh. But also with the Raisa it is, because of Chotishio, also with Nateo. So the Meir the Raisa had no reason as to why he should be Masik and the Rambam Chol Zasunas, because the Rambam Chol Zasunas doesn't say, V'chein v'hoyo v'tavudes Kazayis v'chol sholish v'itzi, afo kishi yish ben tam, chile, V'yochal kolak deiro, in yosam nateiro, lo midi v'seifrim. He doesn't say that. He says, afal kishi yish ben tam chile, v'yochal kolak deiro, in the link of Makas Mardus. So maybe, in the link of Makas Mardus, because Choti Shio is also nateiro, but there is no market. But the Ayved is Masik and the Rambam Yilchas Nisiret. In Yilchas Nisiret he says, Hoyo bo itam yayi, ve'in shom riviz yodei achilas ras, הרי זה עושה מדברסי. You see, Over here, that in Machos Asures, when he talks of eating, so by eating, so the shield is kazalis. But in Zires, when he talks of drinking, so there the shield is of the reeds. So there it has to be the reeds of the Achilles Rath. In Machos Asures, he talks of kazalis Achilles Rath. In Zires, when he talks of the shield reeds, so it has to be revised with the Achilles Rath. But here the Rambam says, Hoya Beitav Yayin Vein Shom revised with the Achilles Rath. Harizor Samid will say it to him. He doesn't say just Harizor Rike Matis Malibus. But he says Harizor Samid will say it to him. Voyshe Be'alnu, Biyuchas Macholes Asunes, Umakineis in Mocha Matis Malibus. So here the Rambam is Matzik. Omar Abro, Baal Alokhes Leomake, Elosam Nateire, אבל אם לא יקינו לו, הוא מסתם בקבוצן, וכמו חוסם הוא ראי זה לא. So what is it right? The shit is right with the feet so far as the more of time and what she also knew the more of his concern. So we agree to the Rambam and the more as reference, the more as reference to be shown the meaning. Not to be the meaning. The Rambam Tam will be forced to apply it to mean the meaning, not to be shown the meaning. Because according to Rambam Tam, Tam Kinkian implies that the heter is lepach nisel, so even if there is no kazalim at the first class, so he should still get malchus because the heter is lepach nisel. But that is the shame, who says that Tam Kinkia is reise, but heter lepach nisel we don't say. So what does it mean, Tam Kinkia? That the nisel is not bottle, but the heter remains heter. So the main way in order to be chayav malchus, he has to eat the kazalim of nisel. And in what period of time? In Sheachilas Tras. So the melee, if he eats it in a normal way, and so in the time element of Achilas Tras, he doesn't eat the full kazalis, but just part of the kazalis. So Chotishio, there is no malchus, but there is a misanraise. So that's why the Rambam is massive and the Rambam in Yuchas Miziras, because the Rambam in Yuchas Miziras. The Rambam in Luchas Miziras, he says that if there is no release the reactive stats, so then it's only awesome to the same thing. So the Rambam is massive, but Aloches doesn't say like that. He says, even if there is no Kazai in the class, or release the reactive stats, so there is still a misanraise because of Tam Kiikia. But if there is no kadai in the chilas pras, so then he's not chayav malchus because it's chotishiro. But suppose he eats it like a glutton, and he eats up the whole day in 5 minutes, so then he's chayav malchus. But we are talking the right when the Gemara says, Taimim l'amoshe ilikim all, the Gemara has referenced the case where a person eats it in a normal way. In the normal way, so if it isn't in the ratio of 1 to 6 or 1 to 8, it's in the ratio of 1 to 10. So in a normal way, within 9 minutes, he will not eat a kazalis of the Yisrael. What kazalis is? So in other words, there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Baal Lohes, so the aloche of time in Yilma Moshe is not necessary for the aloche of time. Of Taimi Uma Moshe is not a prerequisite for the Chalais Din Tamkika. The Chalais Din Tamkika takes effect even if it's not the Bible of Yostam. But the whole aloche of Tamkika is that the Isa does not become bottle. If the Isa does not become bottle, so the male is higher for the year to fall Isa. So he has to eat the Kazalis of the year to fall Isa. And Heta Mitzvah Misa we don't say. So the kazalis of the Isa, of the year to fall Isa, has to be eaten within the time element of Achilles Tras. So the main way, if it doesn't eat it within the time element of Achilles Tras within 9 minutes, so then it's not time, there is no tzil. But the Misa Raisa is Eira because of Chotishio or Sumatera. According to the Rambam, if it's time to Rima Moshe, so then the whole Aloha of Tam Kika was not too different. The whole Aloha of Tam Kika was not too different. So Rab Chaim explained it. Now, it's a very long Rab Chaim. And Rab Chaim explained it. Now he mentions two Rambams. The question is, again, the Rambam, what's the significance of Kabbalah Lachlas Pas? What difference does it make whether the ratio, whether the Tarubis is in the ratio of 1 to 6 Kabbalahs in each Holy Spacey of 1 to 6? So, or it's in the ratio of 1 to 10? What difference does it make? In what ratio? So according to the Bible, so the answer is, in the Rambam it doesn't make any difference. If it gives time. But if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, and if he eats it in a normal way, so he will not be able to eat the whole kazayis within the time element of 9 minutes. And if he does, if he eats it like what? He swallows many xaisis at once. Say, Machanami, you'll be high, but the Gemara doesn't talk of such a situation. But according to the Rambam, if it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, even though you feel the Tam Yisrael in the head there, there is no Aloha Tam Kikya. What difference does it make? If Tam Asas, so what difference does it make whether it's in the ratio of Kazayim Yachilas Pras or it's not in the ratio of Kazayim Yachilas Pras? Now there is a loche, the shaliki that a chelosom is for. If somebody, let's say, will eat something that might be very delicious, but let's say he'll eat it when it's very hot, and he'll burn his mouth, he will not enjoy it, even though the food itself is enjoyable. But he'll eat it while it's very hot. He will not enjoy it. So then he's for. Furthermore, suppose somebody eats an ikir on a full stomach. He's full, but he still eats more, and he has to throw it out because he can't take it. So then that's also showing you that after also. So he's full. That's the aloha. Then there is another aloha. That the Gemara says that we see who call the Bela. להגיע שם שרח לתקדונו ולחול או למחיר או לנוחל נבי לו שהוא יום יגיע קחו יום נבי לו נבי לו שנבי לו יגיע אני לא יום יגיע את סכימו את המזור את צוחי so that means that if it's nifs on the chila sodo so you're not high if somebody with if the nebei lo became pitri it was nisra even though it's all lachila stel the kelev will still be but the human being would reject it or not even because it became putri, it was nisrach, so then, you're not high, because it's nisrach machlasot, it's nibeilo shinehu yoga. Now, if it is nisrach machlaskele, so then it's not in the tamit masoch, it's the aloha, so the shenecho is not. Masheim came, if it's only nisrach machlasot, but not nisrach machlaskele, so then the shenecho it has. But, there is a special heter called Nibeimo Shehuyo Migeach Kiyam Mizigatisho, the human being. So he's Kuyo Nibeimo, and Nibeimo Shehuyo Migeach Eimo Kuyo Nibeimo. Eimo Kuyo Nibeimo. Now, the Rambam combines, so the food one could say, the Aloche of Nibeimo Shehuyo Migeach and the Kuyo Nibeimo, and the Aloche of Shalom Tidara Achim Rason are two separate Aloche. Because the Nibeilo Shehuyo Migeach means that the Hefze, the Eichel itself, became Nisrach. It became Pitri. It's not whole Achilasot. Masha'im came, Shehuyo Migeach Achilasot. Let's say if somebody eats on a full stomach. On a full stomach. So it's also Shehuyo Migeach Achilasot. Because He doesn't enjoy it. Not that the eichel is unenjoyable, but he ate it in such a way, oh, let's say, he swallows it fast, so he can't enjoy it. But the eichel is enjoyable. So that still is potter because it's a wicked eichel also. So that has nothing to do with fluke, with the village in the Holy Gap, but it's to separate aloha. Now, for example, there is aloha that Shalikid Arachaloso is potter. Shalikid Arachaloso is potter. But there are two exceptions. Because of the whole of the prior canon, this is not a psalm, I'm sure. Because of the whole of the prior canon, one is higher in Shalikid Arachaloso. Suppose someone will eat on a full stomach. Because of the halos will be higher for us. Why? It's especially because of sins the Torah doesn't mention. Achila is not because of the halos. The Torah just mentions the splash of Diva Halimine three times. So the Mele will learn out from there that if Shalikid and Achilos is also not. So one could say, I mean, if the Rambam didn't discuss it, so one could say, this halos that Shalikid and Achilos is higher. But because of the halos, why Achille is only applies to Shalikid and Achilos. But suppose the boss of the halos became Yisrach, he started to rot. And it's not all Achila Sodo, it's not all Achila Sodo, even though it's still all Achila Skelet, he should be put there. But the Rambam combines the two. And the Rambam combines the Aloche of in whole Achila Sodo that is deduced from the Xerasakosu of Nivemo, Shinurina, Ligea, and Kuru Nivemo, he combines it with the Aloche of Shalikin and Achilos, and even though it's two separate things. Shalikin and Achilos might be something very enjoyable, but he ate it at a full stomach, or he swallowed it fast, so he couldn't enjoy it, or he ate it in a hot state, so he burned his mouth. But the Hefte itself is all lacking, so we could say it's the separate aloches. The Rambam combines the two. In other words, the Shalikin and Achilos and the Beilosh in the real gear are based upon the same principle. Now the Rosh Hashanah is in Perek Yudalet, Yuchas Lacholes Asuret. Halachim Yud in Yudalet is as follows. Kol Eichli no Asurim Yechayet Aliyem Aki Eichli Yisod Derech Hanoe Chutz Mibosa Becholo Bukwaya Akeren Lifi Shalim Nema Ben Achille Elohim Tzitzrach Ilosom Dilosh Nacheret Dilosh Yidishu Udilosh Nakeidesh Reeser Yisod. So the Rambam mentions in Aloche Yud that the Aloche, the Ketuv of Shalom Yud and Achiloson does not apply to Bosa B'chol of Kuyakem. Ketza, so in Aloche Yud Aloche, it says Ketza, Harim Shihim Chores Achere, V'Gobel Kishu Chav, suppose he liquefies. Chere is naturally stayed in his salad, but suppose he liquefies the Chere, he turned it into a liquid, and then he heated it, and then, while it was burning hot, he swallowed the hair. So maybe he burned his throat. Harei sheim choyes achir, and he got it to shocham, ad shenichvo dreine yimeno, shenichvo dreine yimeno, oi shocha al-chir v'chad, in other words, let's say, raw hair that wasn't cooked, oi shiirei dvorim morik, ki nirei shvilano lisich yai mesech, oi lisich veiro shal niveiro, vi ochlo kishimori, oh, he mixed it with something bitter. So the meile, the overall taste that he experienced was a bitter taste. So the meile, shalom jira achalosa. In other words, if he didn't enjoy it, dachir, so shalom jira achalosa. Oi shochal, oi chalo osu, achal shi nisriach, is Sriach, the Yivish, Ubotom Mechlodo. Now he mentions, first he mentioned the case of Shemitah Rachloso. In other words, he liquefied Chele, and he heated it, so it was warm, and he swallowed it while it was burning up. So that story is only called Shemitah Rachloso. Not that it's not all Rachlosodom. The same thing would be all Rachlosodom if he let it cool off. But in that state, it was only the Achlosa, but then he mentions an example. Shochal Eichel Oser, Achal Shinisriach Vehivich, when it became putrid, when it started to rot. So then, it's the Heroshin Huyo Yer. So he says he's Potter. So he combines, in other words, he equates Shochal Eichel Oser with the Heroshin Huyo Yer. Then he says, V'yirei Dovapah, V'yirei Shotosa Becholo, O'yilayim Koya Kerem Yoch Lechal. But by Bosa Becholo, we don't apply the Aloha Shoyim Yachal Oso. So the main way, by Bosa Becholo, the Bosa Becholo, so he's high. So the Rambam implies that by Bosa Becholo, he's high not only when Shoyim Yachal Oso, even if it's in a real Nigeria. Suppose the Bosa Becholo is future. He's also high. Now, so that Chaim explains this Rabbah itself. He says, after all, it's two separate alochas. It's two separate alochas. One aloche is of Shalikidar HaKhalosot, that is Pater, and Pashal Yisuri, and the other aloche is Nivelosh in the real Nigeria, that we call Nivelosh. Nivelosh in the real Nigeria is that we call Nivelosh. So that means that the Hefze is not all like that. So Bishleime, so the Aloche of Shalit Lech Achiloso doesn't apply to Bosa Becholo, because the Torah doesn't say Achilo. So Meirim, Shalit Lech Achiloso is also. But the Meirim Shemir Ligea, that means, that implies that the Hefze is Buddha Bachilo. Meir Chatei say that it shouldn't apply to Bosa Becholo, but the Rambam says that this aloha of the Velosh in Ruhi Yeah doesn't apply to Bosa Becholov either. In other words, by Bosa Becholov, one will be Chayev, even if it sniffs to Machlasonov. There will only be Potter if it sniffs to Machlasonov. So Bosa Becholov is distinguishable from all Isurim Shebateiro. All Isurim Shebateiro, as long as it sniffs to Machlasonov, so it's Potter. Bosa Becholov will be Potter only if it sniffs to Machlasonov, not if it sniffs to Machlasonov. Meirchatei said, so Chayev explains it. Since the deeds of Shalit Yarech HaKhiloson doesn't apply to Bosa Becholov, why? Because the Torah doesn't mention Achille, so the Mele, the Aloche of the Mele Shin Ruyon Gea, in the Koyon Mele, which implies that the Hefze is Mutab Achille, but it doesn't apply to Bosa Becholov, because it only applies where there has to be an Achille Mamesh. That we say that even if it's not an Achille Mamesh, even if he was Eichel Shalit Lech HaKhiloson, which he called a Terekume, it's not an Achille Mamesh, he is Chayev. So the Mele, that Heter of the Mele Shemuruyon Gea, we call the Mele, doesn't apply to him, except if it's Nishn Machlas Gelev. So they are the Shemeichu is Pocha. Shemeichu is Pocha, it's not Mishachus Pesochu. So naturally, the Yisrael is Becholov does the Paida. But if it's not Yisrael is Pocha, it's only Yisrael is Pocha. So true, the Aloche of Yisrael is Pocha is the Aloche that the Hefze is Muta. What does it mean the Hefze is Muta? It is the Shemeichu. It's Muta Bachile. So it's only Shaiach when the Yisrael is a Yisrael Achile. But Shein came by Yisrael Becholov, where the Torah doesn't even mention Achille, and it's also a Vim Shaloi Kidar Achille, and it's a Nisrahoye, it's not a Nisrahoye, it's a Nisrahoye, and it's also a Vim Shaloi Kidar Achille, so that too of the Velo Shinuhuyo Ligea, in the common Velo, doesn't apply. Anyway, the Rambam says here, in so many words, that the Aloche, oh, the Velo Shinuhuyo Ligea, the common Velo, does not apply to Bosa Becholov. Does not apply to Bosa Becholov. So the Mele, now we would say, so then we should say, suppose Bosa Becholov, not Bosa gives a tab of Cholov, but Bosa Becholov, one cooked a piece of meat in milk, that's Bosa Becholov man. Then that milk fell into, let's say, a vegetable soup. That milk, which has a tab Bosa, so it was poured into a pot of a vegetable soup. So then, and if it gives a time of the verse of the Cholov in the vegetable soup, so then it should ask that. Now, so the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam in Perek Tesvot Diyuch Es Macholes Asures Haluche Chofches and Lamo says as follows. Kvo Bial Haluche Chofches Perek Tesvot Haluche Chofches Kvo Bial Shinosan Dovarosea Taimi Bidobrabuta Nesarach Vez Haluche Tantika Vamed Dvorm Amurim Shishbichem. Only if it's the Sitar and the Shvach. Aval in Pogam, Zoh, Salom Muter, Vihiv Sitanei, Harei Zeh Muter. Ne Sitar and Gam is Muter. Vihu, Shei Yepeti, Mitchilo, Matzot. Aval in Pogam, Mitchilo, Vesefu, Ashbiach, O Yishbiach, Mitchilo, Aval, Vesefu, Mitgein, Harei Zeh Oseh. Vihite, Salokha, Chotez, Vihite, Vesetar, Vesetar, אם הוא יאמור את תחומי שמחו תהילי צנקר אם הוא יותר מהתחום הליקה הכי נדומה ובחסכו מיסיס בו ידין על דו ואם הוא יבוסו בחולות או יאי נסך ויאי נורא ויעקרת שלא תלוי דבש סופו הוא יבוסו בחולות סופו פרו תדבש הוא יבוסו שקוצים ובוסים שנזבש שאלוים הירק וחיי צידך תואם ליסון עקו ניסי בחין על פיתו אם אומר אין ביתה, או שאומר יש ביתה, וביתם ראו, והרי פיקני הקומותה. והוא של יסי פלשבי, כמו שגרם. סגרם במסדר, יבוס את החולות, מה בוס אוף את פרו נכון? מה את חולות את פרו את בוס אוף? בוס את החולות, milk that was cooked together with meat, so that's בוס את החולות. If that milk, which is a hefty of the חולות, which is a hefty of בוס את החולות, so fell into Dvash, and then the goy was staying in Dvash, and he said, I feel the town of Dvash of Cholot, but it's not a good town, it's an offensive town. So then you can eat the Dvash. If the goy says, no, if the town is very good, it improved the town. It improved the town of the Dvash. So then it's awesome. But if it reduced the town, if it reduced the enjoyability of the town Dvash as a result of the boss of the Cholot falling into it, then the Dvash is Mutar. Now, how do we know that this town of Gam is Mutar? The Gemara in Avin Zoreh learns it out from the Pasuk of Mezehu Kom Nebeo Lagir Hashem Shabachot Nebeo Vacholo Mechel Nochi Nebeo Sheruyo Migea So that means only if the town is Nisitamu Shvach, but if the town is Nisitamu Gam, so then it's called, it's considered as Nivemo Shinuhuyo Migea. So basically, from that we deduce the halacha that Nivemo Shinuhuyo Migea, that Nisitamu Gam is Mutter. But the Rambam himself says, Imperit Yudalit. Mihilches Hamacholes Asures Halochi Yudale, that this Halochi of Shalukidara Haloso or Nivelo Shemiruyelegea, and we call Nivelo. So it's the same Halochi according to Rambam, and it doesn't apply to Bosom Cholo. So that means if somebody will eat Bosom Cholo that is putrid, that is Nifsum Achlasodo, as long as it's whole Achlas Kelet, he'll be Chayim Balkoritz. So Nivelo, the Halochi of Nisim Tam with God that is Muta, which is itself deduced from the posse of Nevelo of Nisechu called Nevelo Lahir Hashem Shadrachot Tuna Vachol of Nechel Nochi Nevelo Shinuhuya Lugia Nikol Nevelo. So that's the same Aloche as Nevelo Shinuhuya Lugia Nisim Tam with God. So just as the Aloche of Nevelo Shinuhuya Lugia doesn't apply to Bosom Cholot, why? Because there is a special Zazakosu for Yishayu of Shalom Kigar Achiloso. It's not the Nisa of Achille Mamesh, it's also Bavoye, and Bachille, it doesn't have to be Achille Mamesh Kigar Achiloso. So the name of the Dean of Basin Tam with God that is Mutter should not apply to Bosom Cholot. Bosom Cholot If they stumble, God should be upset. And here the Rambam says in the book, the Hilchas Macholos Asures, that Michelis Asures Asures, Michelis Asures, Aloch Elamed. So, אם היו פוסו בחולו, בו יאינסח ויאינור, והכרם שלא תלויבש, או יפסשקות עם הולמוסים, כשנפס עם הילד, אם אומר, אם אומר, אם איתם, או שאום עלי איתם, איתם ראו, והריפית מהכנותה, they sit down with God in Muta Badot Mechol. But why should they sit down with God in Muta Badot Mechol? After all, the Allah of this family God is based upon the Zakos of the Vilash in the Ruyo Igea. And the Rambam says that the Allah of the Vilash in the Ruyo Igea doesn't apply to Mosad Cholov. Because by Mosad Cholov there is a Zakos of he is higher even if it's not the Baal Bachil Mamos. Even if you're looking at Achol also. So it's a strong kasha again. So the Chaim says as follows. Now, we see that there are some Rishonim who say, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehoshua says the Tam Ki Ikea is also the Raisa. But Malkus there is. So Rabbi Yehoshua says, because we know that out of the Rabbidion, so it's an Isa Raisa, so it's an Isa. So that means the Tam Ki Ikea, as long as there is law, so there is the God, even though people is Chalad and Isa, but since the Isa gives it time in the head there, so there is a new Isa of Tam Ki Ikea. And the Bavoya Shite is very similar. He says that by showing Surah Shabbatevo, Tav Kika is also the Raisa. If Chemet will give it Tav, in let's say, increasing, so it's also the Raisa, but Malchus is not higher. Why? Because we learned it out from Mishra Sanovi. So it's in the Tzino, from Mishra Sanovi, from Mosia. So in Waking, an ancient Rabbi. So that means it's a new Isa. Not that people in that house. Because if a court of Avoya, the Aloha Tam Kika will imply that the people is not house, so why should it be Chayim Malkus in Kolatev? So Chayim says, the Shivet Rambam means that Tam Kika is a new Aloha. New Aloha. Like Rabbi Yo, but one difference. One basic difference. Rabbi Yo says, people is house. Bito is actually half, but there is a new Isarese that is we learn out from the video, as the Balaboya says. There is a new Isa that we learn out from Mr. Sanovi, but Bito is half. So according to the Rambam, Bito should be half. Why should Bito be half? Because of Bito the law, it's a general principle that the mute is bottom of the law. So the male, if there had been the new Isa of Tav Ki Ikea, then people should be. But there is a new Isa of Tav Ki Ikea, and the new Isa of Tav Ki Ikea will be used from Mishka Sanovi. So that means if there is a new love, and that new love is an Isa glory. In other words, what is the love of Mishka? We learn how it is. A Misa, Mavisha Sanovi. Mavisha Sanovi, the new Misa. Misha Sanovi Meir. So, in other words, that the Tav is Osa. That's a new Misa. But since there is a new Misa of Tav Kikia, that precludes Bito. Bito should be Chav. It should be Chav. Bito Morov. But it's not Chav, because the Torah has a Stav. So the reason as to why Bito is not Chal is not because if you feel the Tam or Yisrael in the head there, so it's considered like Ikaos. Let's say according to the idea the Pshat could be that the reason is why Tam Kikya is also in Raisa, because Tam is Kikya, so maybe if I feel the Tam or Yisrael in the head there, so it means that it's Ikaos. I can see it with my eyes, but I can feel the top of it. So it's like Nikola Isa. That's why Bito is not Chal. According to the Rambam, no. Not that's the shit that the Pshat in Tav Kikya according to the Raisa. If I feel the Tav, so then it's like Nikola Isa. So maybe Bito is not Chal. According to the Rambam, no. The fact that I feel the Tav does not give, is not the same as Nikola Isa. But, and Bito should be Chal, Bito the Lord. But why isn't people how? Because there is a new Israel, I'll say, from Mishnah Sanovi. Mishnah Sanovi, there is a new Israel of Tam Jincha. The Tam is also, since the Torah has a star, the fact that the Torah has a star precludes people. Precludes people. Because there is a new Israel. But suppose, for some reason, the new Israel of Tam Jincha will not take effect. So then, people belong to the Chal. People belong to the Chal. Just like the Minyan. So there is a law here of the Minyan becomes wiped out in the Rov. The Minyan loses its identity in the Rov. But here, by Mitchell and Minyan, there is a new Israel that will learn out from Mishra's another. Of Tam Jincha. The Tam is also. Since the new Israel of Tam Jincha takes effect, that precludes people from being Chal. But if for some reason the new Israel of Mishnah Sanhedrin does not take effect, so the Mele people will be Chal. So in other words, true, that insofar as because of the Cholov is concerned, so the Allah of the Mishnah of the Mele calls the Mele does not apply. But in the case of Tahunis Basal Cholov, when Basal Cholov is Nisari with Heter, and the Heter has Rov, has two measures against one measure of Basal Cholov. Basal Cholov. So the main way people should be Chal. Why is it? But here the problem is, ויין משיחו יעדיר, חילץ יין וכן משיחו יישתה, וכל משרה סנובים לו יישתה, ואנוכים לכם בלבי שמייך. So in other words, that's a new law. We learn it out, even though it's mentioned in connection with Nozia, so but we learn it out, the Holy Sun Shabbateo, Holy Sun Shabbateo. But the Malamoya Shite is that something that is learned out with Mamotzino, Mamotzino has the same deen as something that is learned out from the Kalachemia, a relation of deen. And the Rambam Shite is not like that. There is a Machlok of the Shekhan on that. And that is. So in other words, even though it's learned out to Ibn Matinu, or Mishra Tanomi Melishte, so, but still, there is Malkis. But there is a new Israel of Mishra Tanomi Melishte that will learn out from the portion of Mishra Tanomi Melishte. So, as far as the new Israel of Tam Kinta is concerned, so here we do not have Xera Sakosu, that even if it doesn't involve Achil and Mamesh, so it is still Osa. That's in regard to Basar B'Cholov, because the Torah formulates the Israel of Basar B'Cholov in terms of Bishop. So it's Xera Sakosu that even if it doesn't involve Achil and Mamesh, it's still Osa. Mashaykin, as far as the Israel, the new Israel of Tav Kirka is concerned. So there is no specific new Israel of Tam Kinkia in Basar B'Cholov. It applies to Basa B'cholov, just as it applies to Shom Yisroel. It's the Al-Fuser from B'chol Mishchas Anovim Yishte. So here the Torah, the new Israel of Tam Kinkea is formulated by the Torah, is expressed, is spelled out by the Torah in terms of Achille. Don't make any difference, it says Yishte. But see in Achille the sign hat. So in other words, so insofar as the new Israel of Tam Kinkea is concerned, that is subject to Achille. But in other words, so if it is Nesin Tam with God, so then there is a Sakosut of Nevela Shein Rol Nikea in the Kor Nevela. So the reason as to why that Zera Sakosut doesn't apply to Masa B'cholov, because Masa B'cholov does not involve the Nisar of Achille Mamesh. Masa B'cholov does not involve a Nisar of Achille Mamesh. It's also Banoye, and it doesn't, and it has, can be Shalom Kiderach Achloson, Shalom Kiderach Anoson. So, but as far as the Isa of Tarubes, Bosa B'chol is concerned, so there should be Bittul Dror. But the reason is why there is no Bittul Dror, because of the new Isa of Tam Kinkea. So only when the new Isa of Tam Kinkea is Chal, takes effect. Masha'inkin, if it's Nisim Tam with God, so then the new Isa of Tam Kinkea of Mishra Zanomim Yishte doesn't take effect. If it doesn't take effect, then there is Bittul Dror. In other words, the Shimon HaRambam means that the Tam Kinkea is a new Isa, but not like Rabbi Eliyahu, Bittul Yischar, just the new Isa. But according to the Rambam, there should be Bittul. But since there is a new Isa of Tam Kinkea, so the new Isa of Tam Kinkea precludes Bittul. It doesn't allow Bittul to have, because it's onset. Because what does Bittul mean? Bittul means that the Isa is non-existent. The identity of the Isa is wiped out. But since here we cannot say that the identity of the Isa will be completely wiped out, because even if Bittul would be Chal, it would still be onset on the basis of the new Isa of Tam Kinkea that is learned out from the positive Isa of the Ishte. So the Mele, since it would be onset anyway, so the Mele Bittul is not in Chal. The new Isa of Tam Kinkea precludes Bittul. Precludes Bittul. But in order that the new Isa of Tam Kinkea should be Chal, so that is an Isa Achille. The Isa of Basa B'cholov itself is not even an Isa Achille. But the new Isa of Tam Kinkea, that is spelled out in terms of Achille and Sire. Mishra Zanonim Leishte. Leishte. So the Mele, if it's a Yehuyom Yeah, so there is no Isa Achille. So just as any other Isa Achille cannot take effect, if it's a Yehuyom Yeah, so the Isa Achille that is learned out from Mishra Zanonim Leishte cannot take effect either. And if the new Isa of Tam Kinkea does not take effect, so there is Bittul. So there is Bittul Dror. So that's why it's Mutar. This Tam was done by Boso B'chol. Then, the Chaim mentions another item, but that is based on two pshat in the Rambam, in Chometz HaMatzah. Now let's see the Shilas HaRambam in Chometz HaMatzah. What is the Shilas HaRambam in Chometz HaMatzah? Now, in Gemara Yipsochim, In the Mishnah in Psochim, the Mishnah in Psochim says, anyway, ואילו עברי מפסח, אנחנו נביא את המדעות. כוס החבב לי שיחר עמודי, חיים צעדני, זה יסמה מצרי, וזה משל צבועים, ואמיר משל תבוכים, ויקורון של סייפה. Now, so, all together, seven items are mentioned. Kusach Abadu is one, Sheikh Ramadi is two, Chemetz Adem is three, Zeisem Amitzri is four. So, the first four represent four types of Tarubes Chometz, the first four items. Then, Zumen Shal Tzavoyim, Amilon Shal Tzavochim, Vikulon Shal Tzavochim represent three types of Chometz Nukshim. Chometz Nukshe. What is Chometz Nukshe? Chometz Nukshe means a chometz that is not really role achere. But it doesn't mean it's completely yipsu machiasot. You see, there are three levels. There is one level, in chometz there are three levels. One level is that yipsu machiasot. And it's mutter. All right, the Rosh says that Nipsum Achilas Kelev is still Osa Bachir. Why? Because of Achille. So in other words, so the fact that a human being decides to eat it, so that endows it with Chshives and gives it a Shemei. All right, so for a different reason, because subjectively, it acquires the Chshives of an Eichel, because by virtue of the fact that a human being decided to eat, but without the subjective chshives given to it by the human being who decides to eat it, the shemeichel is far. So that's nifsum achilas kelev, that's one level. So the shemeichel is far. Then there's another level where it's whole achilas kelev, but it's nifsum achilas odom. Nifsum achilas odom means that a human being will not eat it. It's not wrong. Not in all the atcha. And then there is a third level, chometz nukshe. Chometz nukshe means not that it's nifsu machlas odom. A human being would eat it in a hardship situation. There are certain kinds of food. They're not exactly good, not exactly enjoyable, but if a person will not have anything else to eat, he will agree to eat it. If he can eat something better, he will not eat it. So that's called Rol Achila al Yadcha. But you can't call it Nifsum Achilas Odom. Nifsum Achilas Odom means it's so putrid that the person will not eat it. You will not eat it. But Chometz Nukshe means it's not so good, it's not Rol Achila Manesh, but it's Rol Achila al Yadcha. Now, Chometz Nukshe, now, as far as the dean of Chometz Nukshe is concerned, so there is a machlokes tanoim where the chometz nukshe is osa midrashim or it's not osa midrashim. There is one Talmud who says that we learn out from kol machmetzes, so we are marbe from kol machmetzes im chometz nukshe, and it's osa midrashim. And the atanoim will say chometz nukshe is not osa midrashim. Chometz nukshe is only osa midrashim. Chometz nukshe is only osa midrashim. Now, but when is it considered chometz nukshe so that it shouldn't be osa midraise according to one mandona and according to the other mandona who says that chometz nukshe is osa midraise, but certainly no kores, only malkes, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that chometz nukshe is osa midraise. So it comes in the love of chomach netzes and isechelo, but kores the reason for chometz nukshe. So when do we say that it comes within the leniency, the lenient nature of Nukshe, only if it became Nukshe before it became Chometz? When it became any role Achille Mamish, but only Al Yadcha before it became Chometz. But suppose when it was Nischametz, so then it was role Achille Mamish. It was all Achil Mamish. And then, because it stayed in the hot weather, so it became Nukshe. After it was Nishamet, it stayed in the hot temperature, you didn't keep it in the fridge there, so mainly it's only all Achil al Yadcha. So then, Yachal Kores appeared. In other words, the Ptur of Kores for Chometz Nukshe, and the Hetam Midraise, according to many Talmudim, because there is a machlokes shame, whether we pass to like Hadlezer, that there is a lot of the chometz nukshe or chometz nukshe don't pass to the Rabbon. But everybody agrees there is no kores. So when do we say that there is no kores for chometz nukshe? When do we say there is no kores for chometz nukshe? Only if at the time it was mischametz, it was already nukshe. It was not rol achil mamish, only al yatrat. But if at the time it was mischametz, it was Rol Achila Mamish, then it became, it deteriorated. It started to rot a little bit, but it's still Rol Achila al Yadcha. So then it's Chayav Kores. Then it's not Chometz Nukshe. So by definition, the whole deal of Chometz Nukshe to be put a medraise or to be put a chores is only if at the time of the chibutz, it wasn't it wasn't true lachil mamish, only on the other time. But if at the time of the chibutz it was true lachil mamish, so then it's not chibutz. Then we should say, for suppose it's not all altogether, not even on the attack, so then it should be mutabachir and midrash. So there is aloha enough. So the Gemara said as follows. Hapas shenipshin. If pas became completely putrid, and it's not even all altogether, then chayim violation. So you don't have to destroy it before Pesach, because Nifsum Achila Skelet. Suppose the Pasi was Ifsho, it's Nifsum Achila Sodom, but it's still Rol Achila Skelet, Chayev violates it. Why? Bitnei Sherol Rechami Bei Isis Achilas. Bitnei Sherol Rechami Bei Isis Achilas. So what's the Pshat Rol Rechami Nanoi? You can ferment other doughs with that pas. So what's the pshat? The pshat is as follows. Now, the Torah says that one is not allowed to eat chometz and one is not allowed to eat seir. What is seir? Seir is what we call nis. Actually, I mean, if you ask a scientist, then it's true. I mean, aloha does not contradict that. So, a yeast is a living organism, but still it is also, if a person will eat yeast on Pesach, it's high cost. But you ask, but it's a living organism, it's not grain? The answer is, but that's the way the grain grows. So when you process the grain, and when you mix it, so then yeast is formed. True that the yeast are living organisms, and they come from the air. So they serve as catalytic agent, but they are part and parcel of the chometz. So the Torah asks the yeast, and that's chometz gomor. And the Torah says, if somebody eats seir, so is chayev chometz. Now, the other cheating is that the whole ptur of nifsum achilas kelev doesn't apply to seir, to yeast. He says that yeast, every yeast is nifsum achilas kelev. And still the Torah asks it, so it's a special nosach also. The seir is osa, yeast is osa. And since every yeast is nifsum achilas kelev, so in Mele, the ptur of nifsum achilas kelev does not apply to yeast. I mean, because of Chidas Raile, so it is important to drink milk that is especially supervised. Whether there's the so-called kosher Pesach milk is especially supervised or not, that's another question. But it has to be especially supervised. Why? Because like this, you see, certain, the ordinary milk has vitamin D. And one of the sources of vitamin D is yeast. Now, so it's true, let's say, in regard to taking the vitamins a whole year, so that's mutter. I mean, it's not necessary to buy dafke vitamins that are kosher. So, but why? Because all the vitamins, even if they are made from grown asurim, and there are some vitamins that are made from grown asurim, but it's nifsum achilas kelev. Vitamins are nifsum achilas kelev. But vitamin D, one of the sources of vitamin D, is yeast. Now, according to the Raimet, we got to say here, the whole halacha of nifsum achilas kelev doesn't apply. So mele, the ordinary milk has vitamin D. I'm not saying that the vitamin D is necessarily made from yeast, because there are other sources of vitamin D. But it's important, I mean, to use on Pesach milk that is especially supervised, to be sure that nothing that is a derivative of yeast was put in the milk. All right, there's something else. So this is the Chayyim. But all the other Chayyim are Chayyim and the Chayyim. And they hold that even yeast that is Nipsum Achilas Kele is Mutar, doesn't require beer. Why? So there is a Machlekes Mitzias. The Chayyim Zahayyim is that ordinary yeast is Nipsum Achilas Kele. And the other Rishonim, the Rambam and the other Rishonim, they hold it's not Nipsum Achilas Kele, but Nipsum Achilas Odom it is. I mean, a human being will not eat yeast. Will not eat yeast. But the Kele, according to the Rambam, Seir is not Nipsum Achilas Kele. So maybe since the ordinary Seir is not Nipsum Achilas Kele, so if a certain Seir is putrid and it's Nipsum Achilas Kele, so then, it doesn't require any beer. And it's muta banoi, kodram. Now, I mention that because the Gemara says that ha-pas she-nisricho, and it's not nifsum achilas kele, and it's only nifsum achilas odom, so then chayev yubayev. Why? Because she-roh nechami be-nisis achilas. In other words, what's the purpose of yeast? What does yeast do? Yeast is a catalytic agent. That's the function of yeast. In other words, without yeast, a dough would never ferment. It's only because of yeast. So most bakers, they'll buy yeast and they'll put in yeast. But the pas can ferment even without putting in any yeast, because the yeast, a certain quantity of yeast will come in from the air, whether you put it in or not. In other words, if you are interested in fermenting it quickly, so then you have to put in yeast. But suppose you don't put in yeast, you just let it stay idle. So then the yeast will come. So what is the purpose of the seir? It ferments the yeast. And every seir is not all achilas odom. The Raimi Chiti is that it's in Nipsum Achilas Kele. So all the other Rishonim Achilu Kamerai. And the whole yeast is not Nipsum Achilas Kele, but it certainly is Nipsum Achilas Odom, and still the Torah Asadeh. So obviously, insofar as yeast is concerned, so the Halochah of Nivelo Shenuhuya Mekeya in common Nivelo doesn't apply to yeast. Because if the Halacha of Nevelo Shenehuya Mekeya and Kol Nevelo and it is Muta Bachile, so would apply to yeast, so Seir shouldn't be Oseh. And the Torah says we're not allowed to eat Seir, and there is a Chiyuv Kores. So it's a special Tzarakosu that the Halacha of Nevelo Shenehuya Mekeya and Kol Nevelo doesn't apply to yeast. So the Mele, Gemara says that even pas mamish that was nisrach, but it's not nifsum achilas kele, it's only nifsum achilas odom chayiv uvayav esei. So he's mechuyav midraise to be mashbis that pas that was nisrach, even though it's not whole leachilas odom. Why is the chayiv bot nevelo shenehuya mekeya in kol nevelo? The answer is because there is a special nisrach against eating Seir. And every Seir is in your own care, still the Torah Asad. So does it mean that Seir? And if the past, what is the significance of Seir? Because Seir has the capacity of being Mechamit Tzitzis Achilles. So a piece of past, as long as it's possible to be Mechamit Tzitzis Achilles, has the same status as Seir. And in regard to Seir, the halacha of kol nevelo shenehuya mekeya in kol nevelo doesn't apply. So the mele is chayev to be mevayev. So in other words, so we see that there are special chumras in chometz. For example, in all isurim shebateiro, except bosom becholov and kli akeren, so there is halacha that nevelo shenehuya mekeya in kol nevelo. So then, if chometz had the same status as onsuim, so we should say that a passion is the chometz, and it's, even though it's nifsumah, it's not nifsumah lachal, but it's nifsumah lachodom, should be motav achilu midrais, should be tabanoye, should require bio. Achilu is something else, so I recall to the rosh, even nifsumah lachal is also achilu because of action. But should be also should be mitabanoi and should not require beer, there shouldn't be any sort of balu roi balu matzah. still the Gemara says that a pasha yitzicho, a pasha yiksho, as long as it's not Yisrael Achilas Kelev, as long as it's not Yisrael Achilas Kelev, so the Rishayim say, so then it's Chayav Levaya here. So it's Chayav Levaya. Why did Yisrael Lecham Lebeis is Achilas? What do you think, Olcham? So what? In other words, if it's Olcham Lebeis Achilas, so it has the same status as Seiya. What is Seiya? Seiya serves as a catalytic agent to ferment the dough. So any piece of pas that is capable of fermenting another dough, so has the same status, the same chalizdin as Seiya. So as the Gabi Seiya, the heter of Nevelo Shinoio Lidea in Kor Nevelo doesn't apply. Alright, so in other words, so we have three levels. One level is Nifsum Achilas Kelev. Nifsum Achilas Kelev, the Shalim who spoke, I don't require here. Then the other level is Nifsum Achilas Olam. Nifsum Achilas Olam. So Nifsum Achilas Olam should apply to Chometz. Nifsum Achilas Olam. But it depends. If that past that is Nifsum Achilas Olam is capable of serving as a catalytic agent of being the Chametz, this is Achilles, then it has the same status as Seiya, and in regard to Seiya, the aloha of the Veva Shinoio Legea in Kobe the Veva doesn't apply. And then there is a third level of Chomet Snukshe. Chomet Snukshe means it's all Achille Sodom, but Aldi Atchak. But it's not all Achille Mamish, only Aldi Atchak. So that Chomet Snukshe, if it became Nukshe before the Chilus, if it became Nukshe before the chibutz, so then, even though it's all achil al the atchak, so there is no kores and there is a machlekes anoyim as whether there is a lav de aise, there is malkes or not. But these are the three words. So the Rambam says,
oh, okay, suppose, right to you.
Of truma, foam is mixed with 60 measures of chul, so it doesn't become one. Only if one measure of chul of truma is commingled with 100 measures of chul, then it becomes one. That's meaning. But all the shadim except for the Rambam say that's only true in regard to min b'mine. But min shaloi b'mine, chul and truma. Min shaloi b'mine, let's say, seirim shal truma will be commingled with chitin of chul. And one measure of seirim of truma will be mixed with 60 measures of chul's chitin. Min shaloi b'mine. So according to all the shadim, it becomes bottom b'shishim. The special shiur of Meyor de Chachomim or Misaki, alright, it's based upon Asmachte, but it's in Rabbono. So the special shiur de Chachomim or Misaki regarding Trumo applies only to Min B'mine, not Min Shaloi B'mine. The Shittes Rambam is different. That if Min Shaloi B'mine by Trumo, so the Bittul with Rabbono is not Shishim, but Meyor. This is what Rambam says. Now here we are talking about min shaloi b'mine, because min b'mine is not shayach to say mitei. What's the purpose of being tei? Only to detect, to see, to determine as to whether there is a tam in the head or not. So it's min shaloi b'mine. So the Rambam says, v'min shom akum litei misharnei se b'shiure b'shishim. That means Shori Suri, Oy Bimeo in Trumo, Oy Bimasai, Oy Bimasai in let's say in Kwayakere, you see. In Ole. So that is, so the Rambam mentions Meo even by Michel. Alright, that's it is Negea, the other Rambam. In Perkimu in Mihilchas Truma, Halach Yitzay. Alright, but then the Rambam says, Vimhoyo Kosa Bicholo, Oy Yain Yesach Yain Ole Ukwai Akeren, Shenofu Yipash, Oy Bosa Shkotimu Mosin, Teim Is Nakum. So in other words, if the Akum says it's Nezi Tamil, Gam is Muta. So if both of the Cholot falls into Dvash, and the Akum is there, and the Akum says that it's Itam Pogo, of course you feel the Tam of both of the Cholot. But it makes it worse, the Tam. So then it is Muta. But the question is this. After all, the whole business why Nisim Tamil Gam is Muter is because of the Droshe, because of the Droshe of Neveo Shinruim Ger in the Koron Neveo. But by Bosch, and the Rambam combines the Aloche of Neveo Shinruim Ger with Shalim Gerachelos on Bechode Machte. So that means by Bosch of the Cholok, and the Rambam says, anyway, this is the way Rav Chaim understood the Rambam to say. And the Rambam implies that by force of the Cholov, just as Shaliki the Rachelosom is higher. So even if it's not all Achila Sodom, he's also higher by force of the Cholov. He's also higher. So Mele, the Deen of Nesi Tam with Gam, should not apply to force of the Cholov. Just as the deen of a whole Achila Sodom doesn't apply to Bosa B'cholov. So why does the Rambam say, Imoye Bosa B'cholov, Shenoflu with Vash, and the Akum said that it's Nesin Tam with Gam, so the Vash is Muta B'achile, why should the Vash be Muta B'achile? But two, it's Nesin Tam with Gam, so it's in Ruyam Gea, but in Ruyam Gea does not apply to Bosa B'cholov. This is the kashe that Reb Chaim is raising under Rambam, general. So that's Reb Chaim's teretz, and that's the basic yisod in Tamkikia. In other words, that the Rambam shiti is now that actually there should be a din of bitul derov, not only b'minei. It should be a din of bitul derov, min shaloi b'minei also. But there is a droshe of mishchas anovim loyishte that the tam is osa b'achir. Mishkas Anon Mishte. So that's mentioned in connection with Nozia, but you learn out the Gabishov is showing the Tam is Osa Bachir. Tam is Osa Bachir. So it's a new Yisya of Tam Kikya Bachir. And the new Yisya is a new Yisya of Bachir, because after all, how do we know the Tam is Osa? Because Mishkas Anon Mishte, there it's a Yisya Rachir, Mishte, Yisya Achir, sign up. And the same Pasuk talks of Achille also. So there is a new Yisr of Tam. The Tam is also Achille. But since Tam is also Achille, so that prevents Bitul. That prevents Bitul. When is a child to say, what does Bitul mean? Bitul means that the Miut loses its identity. It becomes bottled up. So in other words, the identity of the miut is wiped out in the rov, in the merube. So in mele, it becomes muta bachile, because its identity is lost. But here we couldn't say the identity is lost, because even if we'll say it's bottle, it will still be osa bachile, because of the new lab of mishchas anovim leishte. So in mele, that prevents bittle. Because people by definition means that the identity of the Yisya is lost. It's wiped out completely. Could we say that it's wiped out completely when it's Osea mitzad alav of Mishkas Anon Leishte? So the Mele, that prevents people. But if for some reason the new Yisya of Mishkas Anon Leishte will not take effect, then there will be people below. The only reason as to why there is no Bitul Derov is because there is a new Yisr of Mishkas Anon Leishte. But if for some reason that new Yisr of Mishkas Anon Leishte will not take effect, will not be chal, so in Mele there will be Bitul Derov. The Raivet Shite is, you see, the Rabotan Shite is, the Tam even is Mehapir, the year to four Heter is, the Raivet is Chirikan Rabotan. And the Raivet Shiti is no. Tam cannot be happy the year before Hetal Yisya. But if there is Tam, so then there is no Bitul. There is no Bitul. I mean, that's the basic halacha. Why is there no Bitul according to Raivet? Rav Chaim doesn't mention it, but I think I heard that Rav Chaim said, according to the Raivet, so if Tamki Ikya, the Aloha of Tamki Ikya is that if we can feel the Tam is there, so it has the same status as Nikal is. There is no Bittul if Nikal is there, if we can recognize the Isa. So that's the Aloha of Tamki Ikya. Even though we cannot see it, we cannot see something tangible, but as long as we can feel the taste of the Isa, it's intangible, the taste. So it's considered like Nikal Isa. So maybe it's not bottle. But according to the Rambam, so Tam Kikyan is not, it's like Nikal Isa, since we can feel the Tam. So maybe it's like recognizing the Isa, the tangible Isa. No, that's not. But there should be Bittul. But there is no Bittul. Why is there any Bittul? Because there is an Isa of Tam Kikyan. Of Mishnah Salom Yishte. So how can you say it's bottled, identity is wiped out? How is it wiped out when it's also Tehillim? So Mimele, the Halei Isa, the new Isa of Tam Ki Ikya, precludes Bittul. But if the new Isa of Tam Ki Ikya will not, for some reason, not be Chal. So Mimele, there is nothing that prevents Bittul. So then there is Bittul Gerov. So Mimele, true indeed, that is true, that insofar as the Isa of Bosa B'Cholot is concerned. So if, let's say, Bosa B'Cholot, you cooked, let's say, a piece of meat in milk, and then you left it in a warm temperature. That piece of meat that was cooked in milk, you left it in, let's say, in hot weather, in warm temperature. And then it started to rot, and it's already Nifsu Machilas Hodom, but it's still whole Machilas Kelev. So in Mele, in Shovisuri, if in Mele is left in hot temperature, it becomes Nisrach and putrid, and it's Nifsul Machila Sodom, so then it's Mutabachila. It's Mutabachila. Mashiach was a Beholov. So there is a special Aloche that even if it's Nifsul Machila Sodom, it's still also Bachila. Mashiach bin Gia de Tarubes of was a Beholov. So when, let's say, Bosa B'Cholov, a piece of Bosa B'Cholov fell into Dvash, so actually there should be Bittul Gerov. The Dvash is Merube. Two measures of Dvash as against one measure of Bosa B'Cholov. So there should be Bittul. But why isn't there Bittul? Because there is something that prevents the Bittul. The Iser of Tam Kikya. So in order that the new Iser of Tam Ki Ikya should be Chal, so then it must be all Achilas Sodom. Because insofar as the new Iser of Tam Ki Ikya is concerned, that is learned out from Mishnah Salom Yishte, so that is subject to the Aloche of Nevelo Sheneru Yelodiyah Nikol Nevelo. So if it's not all Achilas Sodom, if the boss of the Cholov that fell into the Dvash, that the Dvash was Beleya. It doesn't have to be to fall mamish. So in other words, if the Dvash was Beleya, so Mimele, if it's not Rol Achila Sodom, so Mimele, the new Yisrael of Mishranom Yishte cannot take effect. If it cannot take effect, so Mimele, the Bosa B'Cholov is bottled below the Dvash. That's what it is. It is interesting that the Ol HaShulchan, and he says it as Pshat, if you go over the Ol HaShulchan, Or Hashulchan, Simen Tzadikhe, so you'll see. But when you go over the Or Hashulchan, so you have to be careful. I mean, I discussed it with the late Rav Rebarye Kaplan of Hashulchan. He was a Talmud of the Or Hashulchan. So I said to him that in the Or Hashulchan there are so many mistakes, just a slip of the pen with the Or Hashulchan. It was published, but sometimes, you know, when you have to write with Chodosh, so you write Kaf Yoshin, I mean, or Loi B'Kaf Chodosh, so you don't write Loi B'Kaf Chodosh, but B'Kaf Chodosh. So there are many mistakes. So the Baal Yalit Kaplan, he said to me that many, many years ago, he started to write a revised edition. He was a Talmud Mubekov, the Or HaShulchan. So, of the Or HaShulchan, but then he says, then he wasn't able to be mashlim it, and he said, at that time he said, that was the year before his nifta, so he said, he hopes that he'll have the keiches to do it, but anyway, he wasn't Matsliach in doing it. So in this Oroch HaShulchan you also see mistakes. You have to know that in the Oroch HaShulchan there are many mistakes. Like this Oroch HaShulchan is a big Gomazbiya, a very big Gomazbiya. But if you don't realize that sometimes there is a mistake in one word, so you won't be able to understand it. So the Oroch HaShulchan says, if David was of the Holo, so he says in the palace, he just see that Rambam. So the Oroch HaShulchan says that Bos of the Cholom, if let's say if you cooked, in a pot milk with meat on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, then let's say Tuesday, 48 hours later, you cook milk in the same pot, so then that milk will be also mineralized, even though it's an enemy he made. So the boss of the hollow, the boss of the hollow is nasing time with gum in the milk, or milk, or applesauce, vegetables, or potatoes, it doesn't make any difference. What? So it's still awesome. Why? Because, so he says, in view of the fact that the Rambam combined the din of Shemitah Yerachalosom with the din of Nifsul Machila Sodom, and the din of Nisim Tam Gam is based upon the Aloch of Nevei Hashem Eruya Ligea. And so that means that according to the Rambam, so Ligabi was of the Cholov, even if it's Nifsul Machila Sodom, it's the Oseah. So that means even if it's Nifsul Machila Skelev, I'm sorry, not Machila Skelev, even if it's Ein Eruya Ligea, it's Nisim Tam Gam. So it's also there. So melee, if you cooked basal and cholov, let's say on Sunday morning in a pot, and then 2 days later, or 10 days later, or 50 days later, or 100 days later, it doesn't make any difference. As long as the aloha of nisim tam with gam doesn't apply to basal and cholov, so no matter when you cook something else in that pot, it will still be awesome. That's what Aloha Shulchan says. But he just did not remember at that moment the Oroch HaShulchan, this was the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Vim hoyo bos of the cholov, hoya nesech, hoya nolo, hoya keren, shenofu lidvash." It's a pele, I mean, that the Oroch HaShulchan missed that Rambam at that moment. Anyway, so, but Reb Chaim explains it. Reb Chaim explains it. In other words, that it's true that the halacha, one thing the Oroch HaShulchan admits, let's say, suppose you will cook at the very outset, you will cook, let's say, bosor that is putrid already, together with cholov, then it will not become awesome. Because there are bishlos for teiro. So, in order to become a chetzor bosor cholov, it must give a tam shubach at the very outset. Otherwise, what kind of derabishul is it? I mean, if at the very outset, through the bishul, it gave you time for. But if you cook a piece of basal milk, and at the time when it was cooked, so it gave you time sugar. But then, as a result of staying in the Deifnei Akli for more than 24 hours, it became pogrom. So it became a very heft of basal cholov. So then you cooked something else in that path, then it remains also. But it's not so. I mean, the Rambam is mifuresh, not like that. So this is how the Reb Chaim explains that Rambam. Then he mentions the Rambam. The Kishenim has the Kashi, the Ram, the Rashbo, they all have the Kashi. How does the Gemara learn out that Allah makes it come with God? From the Pasuk of Nevei Hashem Eruya Ligea. But what does it mean, Nevei Hashem Eruya Ligea? If it's Nifs Machla Sot, in other words, if it's Sovach, it's completely putrid. It has an offensive tam, you can't eat it. But Ligabi Nes Tam Ligam, it doesn't mean that ke, if it's a result of the Isa falling into the Heter. So it acquired the heter, the heretofore heter, we acquired an offensive tam. Even if they had the heretofore heta, is still enjoyable. But if as a result of the tamo isa, it's less enjoyable than it was before the Tahuves, it's also Buddha. How can that come within the aloche of Neveu Shemeroyal Ger? How can that come within the aloche of Neveu Shemeroyal Ger? But after all, it is still enjoyable, but it's less enjoyable than it was without the Tahuves, before the Tahuves. That's the kasha. So the Ram gives the Teretz. The Ram gives the Teretz. Since it's osa because of the tam, since it's osa because of the tam, some mele, and since the tam is reduced, the quality of the taste is reduced, some mele, it's not all achrazot. So what's the pshat? But according to what Chaim says, we can understand it. In other words, it doesn't. It means the tam is. The tam establishes a new isa. In other words, the tam isa involves a new isa of mishpat anovim lo yishte. So, in other words, and that's an isa achila. So, the posik of mishpat anovim lo yishte is subject to the aloche of neveilo sheyeruyon ger in koro neveilo. So, in other words, it must be enjoyable. Now, if the isa reduces the quality of the heretofore tam. So that means that insofar as the chidesh that was affected, the change in tam that was affected by the isa, that's not all achlasodot. You say, well, it is still enjoyable. The answer is, it's still enjoyable in spite of the isa, not because of the isa. Eloch Hanane, if it would still be enjoyable because of the isa, then we couldn't apply the aloche of Neveilo Sheyeruyon Ger. But since it reduces the quality of the tam, so that means that as far as the tam that was affected by the Isa, that's not Olach Lasolam. It would not be enjoyable. But it is still enjoyable in spite of the diminution caused by the Isa. So all that the Isa does, it damages the tam. So the damage is not Olach Lasodom. It doesn't become enjoyable because of the damage. It is still enjoyable in spite of the damage. But the damage is not Olach Lasodom. To the extent that there is damage, it's not Olach Lasodom. But the damage is not so full that it should destroy the heretofore enjoyable tam. So in other words, there is a minimum of enjoyability left in spite of the damage done by the isa. But as far as the change affected by the isa is concerned, that's ain't a holy gear. But it is holy gear in spite of the isa, not because of the isa. So that's why it is. That's why we say that Nisi Tam Yudgam, even though it's still enjoyable, but as long as it reduces the quality of the heretofore tam, so the mele it comes with the aloche of Neveu Shemeroyal Ger. And with that we can understand this aloche in the Yodeya. I mean, the Rambam mentioned, the Yodeya mentions that we say, oy shein da shein ke ta mo shu po ku mi ta vi hu ke lo ye hei se ke la shia so he hei se ke la shia but if at the time of the tahu